Welcome to the Pop Punk Emo Supremo podcast. You got two hosts. Mm-hmm. One of them, his name is Hunter Talbot.
Hey-o.
And then you got old Rope Dizzle, Rope Dog, Roper.
Skip-a-pop-a-doo.
Here I am, Roper Crippin.
Oh, Mr. Crippin.
And boy, do we have an episode for you today. Hunter?
Yeah?
Do you want to introduce our topic or do you want me to?
I think I'm going to do it.
Do it, please.
Our top five songs our exes fucking ruined for us.
Thank you.
I love this topic. I'm really excited. I was really into the listener responses.
Yeah.
This week. Roper, hit us with them.
We asked you guys, what songs, bands, or artists did an ex ruin for you? My buddy Josh at HDTV515 said, good to know, if I ever need attention, all I have to do is Die by Brand New. And he says, I don't want to talk about it.
Fucking funny.
Like, D. Wayne TB said, Grand Theft Auto, hurts when I listen. That song hurts.
That's a great song, though. I feel bad for you.
I love the acoustic version of that song.
Yeah.
And then we had our buddy Chris New Chews. Chris from New Chews.
New Chews, my man.
He said, neck deep in the story so far, LOL.
Dude. Aw, that hurts. Those are two of my faves.
I actually had to take neck deep off my list since we talked about that song so much.
Oh, really?
Part of me.
Oh, that one, that's ruined for you?
Yeah.
I still like that song.
Yeah, I just can't.
I can get why it gets old, though.
Yeah, I'm just kind of tired of it. All Systems Go NJ said, I can't listen to your Guardian Angel by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus anymore without cringing, which is a shame because it's such a good song. Me too, my dude.
You're going to see that that's a very common theme within our songs today.
8th grade me was all about that song. Flounder J. Flounderburger, you know who that is. Our buddy Badge.
Attaboy.
He said, I wouldn't go as far as to say ruin, but definitely causes a deep range of burn within me would be Front Porch Step.
Mm.
You and America.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it sucks, though, because his music was really cool before he fucking turned into the worst.
Really good, and then he turned into a shithead. Francisco G underscore 19 said, I wouldn't say ruin, more like every time I listen to it, I get too deep into thought. Buried myself alive by the used. Hit really hard after a certain breakup. It's way too relatable for that certain breakup. Dude.
Mm.
We got five songs that are way too relatable.
Each, baby.
And that was our listeners.
Well, we got one more.
Oh, we got one more?
Yeah. Watch Your Tone Vision messaged us.
Our boys.
They said, ex-wife had chocolate by the 1975 as her alarm in the morning.
Oh,
fucking
no.
Fucking hate that song now. And then I said, this gave me a great laugh, haha. And now I was like, that could have been insensitive. And if that's so, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But, like, I could just imagine waking up every fucking morning to that.
I'm all away with the boys of the blue.
Stop it. You're hurting them.
Now my alarm smells like chocolate. I love that song.
But we got a great topic this week. Super excited to talk about it.
We didn't talk about our new releases yet.
Well, we're getting into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is the part where I go, Roper, we got some new releases. Oh. Do you want to talk about them?
Ahead of the game today. I've had a great day today.
All right, let's fucking hit it.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to go first here. We got Home Safe's newest EP, a collection of 7 songs called Nervous Reaction.
This is great.
I have to be honest with you guys. I haven't heard this thing all the way through. I've heard the song With You. This is a great song.
It's like reminiscent of the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Roper said that to me before I listened to it. I was like, oh shit, the guitars are Foo Fighter tone.
You can tell Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters are a big inspiration on Home Safe.
Mm-hmm. As they should be. Fucking Foo Fighters are like the last great American surviving rock band.
Yeah.
Like, are they classic?
They've been around for over 20 years.
So I'd say they're probably classic.
I will definitely categorize them as a classic band. Classic mm-hmm. rock
and now
band.
That they're in different genres, I think it's time for people to take some more inspiration.
Yeah. Them. They're taking inspiration from stuff that happened almost 50 years ago. So
I mean, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Gross, but yeah.
So I picked Jail Sox's new album called Coming Down. And the song that I picked is Spin. There's this note that he hits right in the beginning that just hit me right in the spine, and I'm like, oh, I like this album.
It had great intro riffs.
Yeah, these guys are like, I found them originally on a Midwestern emo playlist with mm-hmm. their older stuff, but this album sounds a lot more pop punk. Blended with
because I didn't get emo Western or Western emo Midwestern Western vibes, Midwest yeah, vibes. Ugh.
You can hear in some of the songs in this that they stayed true to the guitars of Midwestern emo mm-hmm. with the little diddlies.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds like a pop punk record.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucking good.
Jail Sox is a cool band name, by the way.
They're really good.
Yeah, I'm happy that you picked them because they're kind of a small band right now.
I hope you listen to this record a little bit more.
I'm gonna listen to both these records all the way through. I promise you. It's been a rushed week, and
yeah,
man, today has been stressful and great and bad and awesome all at the same time.
Yeah,
lots of emotions. But we got some other notable releases.
Yeah, we do. Bill Murray featuring Jonathan Young released a song called Lord Farquaadzilla. That Shrek reference, bro.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, this song, it's a little bit different than. I mean, if you liked Eggy Pocket, the last Bill Murray EP, it's a little bit different than that.
Oh, I loved Eggy Pocket.
Eggy Pocket was phenomenal.
Because when I was like told to listen to this, I listened to it reluctantly, and I instantly just was like, oh, shit, I did not realize what I was getting into. Yeah. And it's so fucking good.
This song's definitely going to grow on me. I was like iffy on it at first, but it's Bill Murray. And
Bill Murray's a fucking genius when it comes to music. A friend of mine and
I talked about Bill Murray last night. Over Zoom, and we both geeked out pretty hard. We both agreed that we couldn't. Bill Murray could do no wrong. So,
mm-hmm.
Hot Milk put out a new song called "Split Personality." It is very meh to me.
this band put out a song. Sucked.
It was something.
Hot Milk's got some jams. I'm not super excited with the direction they're going.
Yeah,
but I am. And I'm willing to give it a chance because it's Hot Milk, and Hot Milk was awesome. We also got Just Friends.
Yeah.
They released their third volume of JF Crew, baby. I haven't got to listen to this, Roper. I'm going to need your opinion.
I listened to it yesterday. I really liked the volume 2 of Just Friends, JF Crew.
Mm-hmm.
This one I'm going to need more time with.
Sure.
Their style is just a little bit different on the CP.
Yeah, I can like they really do not genres necessarily, but like styles. Like you were kind of saying, yeah.
You can get a solid like reggae song or a solid like ska song, then you get like a solid funky ass song
with a
little mixture of punk.
Like their EPs are always going to be my favorite. There's no way like it's going to beat that, but still, I support the guys. I really love what they're doing. But that's our new releases. Now, keep in mind, we steal all this information for the pop punkers on Reddit. I like to say that every episode, cause I'm so grateful that we have a catalog of new releases to look forward to every week because of them. Also, Roper fucking curates the best playlist on Spotify.
This week's going to be a lot better.
Oh.
Last week was a little sad.
Okay. All right. We need some fucking cheer up, pump up music, baby.
Pump up songs.
So yeah, check that out. We our Roper updates it every. I don't even touch it. It's all Roper. Yep, Roper is 100%. And then we had our band spotlight recently.
Yeah.
With Penny Board.
Penny Board.
And she I don't know if you saw this, but she showed a bunch of playlists
she
liked,
us in
and
it.
And I was like, oh shit, that's so cool. So if Penny, if for whatever reason you're listening, thank you so much.
Thank you.
But Roper, we got top 5 songs that our exes ruined for us.
Yes.
You ready to jump into it?
Yeah. All right, so the first song that was ruined by an ex by me, or for me, was Move Along by All American Rejects.
Move along, like I know you do. And
This is sad.
Yeah.
I love this song.
Yeah, I'm going to get into why it's ruined for me. This album came out in 2005. It's under the same name, Move Along. So I dated this girl when I was in eighth grade. Her and I were friends all throughout seventh grade when this song came out. And so, like, her and I got really, really close during seventh grade. And then eighth grade, I finally, like, worked up the nerve to ask her out. And I was, like, completely in love. It was, like, my first love.
Aww.
And so this song would play, and she's like, this is our song. And I'm like, this song is about suicide prevention. Are you trying to tell me something? And she's like, oh, well, it's still our song. I'm like, it can't be. And then...
did it become your song?
No.
What was your guys' song?
I don't really know if we necessarily had one. Like, it could have been Lips of an Angel, but that song was about cheating.
Oh, well. We're already getting depressed.
I already had bad luck back in eighth grade. Her and I dated throughout that whole year, and then she broke up with me when I was on vacation at my grandma's house.
What the fuck? And you don't break up with someone on vacation?
And then spent the next 3 years, like, trying to get me back and stuff, and I was like, nah.
I'm on the new people. Oh, Roper has
evolved. She told my parents one time that her and I were going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Did
was
they
like,
scoff at it?
It was like ninth grade. My mom's just like, this lady's fucking... out there.
Dude, you want to know how dumb I was? When I was, like, in high school, the first girlfriend I ever had, like, was talking to my mom and me about our children, our future children's names. Wait. I actually remember what it was. It was Rowan.
Rowan? My friends just named their son Rowan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Rowan.
I think that's what it was.
Do I think I'll ever like this song again? Probably not.
I was just about to ask you that. It's so weird.
I know, I hear it, and it's just kind of muscle memory now.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, All American Rejects. But then I also think back to that story of her being like, this is our song. And I'm like, no, this is about suicide prevention. Are you trying to tell me something, lady? And I should have known. Like, that.
I should have been it right there.
That relationship was just done for.
You think this is our song? You idiot.
Idiot.
Oh, no.
Jerk.
Move Along. You know what's funny though? All American Rejects, great band. Move Along, not one of my faves. I do like the song though.
I think I'm gonna be a cliche pop punk boy, but I think Swing Swing's probably my favorite.
What? I like the one where it's like this da 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 is killing me. Do you know what song I'm talking about? And all the ones.
Oh, it ends tonight?
Yeah, that's my favorite one by them.
That song's
good. That song makes my heart sing, dude.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. But Roper.
It's your turn.
It's my turn, Roper.
Yeah, dude.
I want to talk about, this is kind of a weird song to bring up, but Hailstorm. It's by Hailstorm. The song off the album came out in 2012. And the song's called I Miss the Misery. I'm telling you, I miss the bad things, the way you hate. Roper.
Do you miss the misery?
No. Honestly, like, the relationship that this woman is tied to, like, it was definitely, like, after we broke up, the hardest moment in my whole entire life.
Like?
It was bad.
Yeah.
I was so incredibly depressed. Like, I was also working, like, a physical labor job I hated.
Yep.
And I would go into work every day and, like, just come home. And, you know, like, when you just feel fucking empty. But I felt empty for about 9 months.
Damn, dude.
It was bad. It was so hard to move on. Because I think, like, I may have had a girlfriend before this one, but, like, I think this was, like, the real first love kind of a thing.
I think you deal with, like, stuff like that way differently than I. Like,
how do you deal with it?
How do I deal with breakups? My life just spirals in front of me.
Mm.
I just pretend I'm okay, but everything's just, like, crashing down around me, and I'm, like, pretending I'm fine. But then months later, I'm like, whoa, boy, you were fucked up. So
I have a hard time, like, seeing it that way, because, like, when I'm, like, head over heels for somebody, it's like I choose people, and once I choose them, like, I don't care how badly they treat me up to a certain extent, but it's a very large extent. Like, I will be there for them.
You have different, like,
I'm just fucking loyal.
But oh, dude, I'm loyal too.
I know you
it's
are.
Like, one of those things, like, you see them in a different light and you want to give them the benefit of the doubt no matter how much they walk all over you. Mm-hmm. And that might not be the like same example for everybody, but my recent relationships have been that way where not all of them, but like some of them I've definitely given a lot. And then at the end of it, I was like, wow, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
But
I feel you, dude. I really do. But anyway, so the reason this song was ruined for me, I always thought Hailstorm was a badass band. I'm going to say that first and foremost. Okay. And it was introduced to me by the ex I was just recently talking to. Probably one of my most serious ones. I bought tickets to see them live for her, and they put on an awesome kick-ass show. But now, every time I hear this band, or especially this song, I start to, like, literally feel sick.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of, I don't know what it is. As for the ex, we're cool now, but there is still something about the song that makes me want to gag. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like a reminder of them, and I'm going to use a Menziner's reference here, a mirage of our former selves.
Dude.
And
get away with words.
Yeah, I steal them. Yeah. But, you know, regarding whether or not I think I'll ever like it again, I said, honestly, probably not. It's been years, and I still haven't really changed my mind on it. But I'm just not into them as much as I was, and I've kind of subtly shifted genres anyway.
Yeah.
You know, with Hailstorm's, like, kind of more classic-y rock, maybe a little heavier.
Well, they're, like, more so, like, radio rock.
Exactly. So, like, I do like some butt rock here and there.
Yeah. A little butt rock's okay.
Like, I still think Hailstorm's a great... Like, if someone was like, hey, do you want to see Hailstorm? I'd be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Hailstorm's cool.
I saw them once in, like, 8th grade.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Dude,
Before they were even, like, huge.
Did the drummer, like, use, like, the big drumsticks on one of the songs?
I honestly can't. Oh,
I saw that.
Remember.
That was so cool. All right.
It was years ago.
Go to your next one, you big nerd. Sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
I don't know.
My next one is by a band called In Her Own Words.
Oh, you love this band.
I love this band. But I showed this song to so many people that, like, it's new to them. But now I'm just like... Why do I keep doing this? It's a great fucking song.
Yeah.
But I'm ruining it. And the song is Rosé by the Ocean. It's So, this came out in 2019. It's off the Steady Glow record. Which is a phenomenal record.
It's a good record, I gotta admit.
Why was it ruined for me? I just showed it to too many girls that I was interested in. And so there was one that I worked with, I showed it to her, and then after things ended, she'd always be working around me, singing this song, like trying to get my attention, and I'm like, ugh, get away. And then I showed it to another girl recently, and she's like, oh yeah, this song perfectly describes me. And I'm like, oh.
I hate when people do that.
I'm like, oh, so you have a habit of running? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, maybe you should work on that.
Oh, and did you actually say that?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're fucking blunt, my dude.
Well, I mean, I've been through a lot of trauma in the past, like, 5 years. So.
Don't get me wrong. I think you deserve it. But, like.
Doesn't it help? Like, all of my friends are very straightforward with their opinions, and I've always, like, hid my opinions because I was, like, nervous of the reaction or the, consequences of them. But like, I don't go out of my way to be mean to anybody, but sometimes when I'm angry, I really just want to go be like, hey, you're a piece of shit.
No, I've seen it once. It was amazing.
Yeah,
I'll never forget that moment. I talk about it all the time.
I feel so bad for that one.
I just like, not that I like love the moment, but I was like, holy fuck. It was like just a whole different Roper.
Dude, I mean,
that, Roper is the most chill person you'll ever meet. And then imagine that guy yelling at somebody in a bar.
Yeah.
I literally thought they were just joking around.
That dude could totally whoop my ass too.
You think?
Yeah.
Nah.
That dude.
Like
that,
totally whoop you. Like I feel like it'd be a closer fight than you think.
No. Chris, my buddy Chris Moyer is, he lifts the weights. He runs all the time. He's really good shape.
But you had me there.
Yeah. But then my
would be
other
two chunky boys.
My friend Matt Stickley would have to separate us and be the voice of reason and be like, you don't mean it, Roper. I'm like, you're right, Matt. I don't. I'm just really angry right now.
Matt does like have this way of like being a light in a dark
that guy.
Room.
That guy is always playing devil's advocate.
Oh, me too.
And like he's like a sage in my mind. He always gives me this great advice. And I always ask him for like advice and stuff. He's my dude.
Roper, you think you're ever going to like this song again?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you will, too. You love this band and this album.
I just, I need some time away from this song.
Sure.
We're taking a break right now.
Sure, yeah. You're on a break.
I love this band. I love this album. I think I can like it again. This band is too good to, like, show any dislike towards them.
Mm-hmm.
The song is so damn catchy, too, so.
Yeah.
I'll come back to you, Rosé by the Ocean. Just not now.
Just not now. Need a little space.
A little space.
Roper.
Yo.
I hate to say this. I really do.
Okay.
My next band, Moose Blood.
Oh, man.
It hurts, dude.
Talk in your sleep.
Talking.
Oh, damn it. Ruined it for it. No one ever took my eyes off you, girl.
Yeah, so I was talking to you sleep that the album came off of, came out in 2018. So I was listening to this album, I don't think I can do this anymore, a lot, mm-hmm. when I first like met my last ex. So it was like constant rotation. So like, you know, when you start like to meet someone, you have all these like new feelings and they like they kind of start to attach themselves to things that are like around yourself in your life, you know?
Yeah.
And like, for whatever reason, I got this vibe from her, and it, like, honestly, I think it still fits. But it has a very bittersweet feeling to me now. In fact, the whole band's catalog does. And that's really depressing considering I love the hell out of them when I first heard them. And I still do. Like,
yeah.
I wish that they would evolve their sound a little bit.
And they might.
And they could, yeah. But yeah, this band was a band that my ex and I both liked. So we would listen to them a lot in car rides. So now it's really hard for me to listen to them in the car. They bring back those confusing feelings of like nostalgia, but like when you feel that nostalgic feeling, you also feel empty.
You feel like kind of sick.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I will like this song again. And this band. I really hope so. At least the band Moose Blood has always been a somber band.
Yeah.
I like to go back to when I feel in that mood. I usually listen to some like aggressive music, but I need my breaks, and I feel like I haven't really had much breaks lately. I feel like I don't have that somber band to go back to. I feel like that's why I'm so constantly like always moving.
Yeah.
Like music really emulates the way I feel.
Yeah. Like the past couple of weeks with all these new releases coming out,
mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with the breakup, but I felt like really inspired lately.
Oh,
like to actually
smacking
like
that bass,
go do something. I busted out my keyboard the other day.
Got a keyboard. I knew that.
Yeah. So I've been trying to do something with my hands and
getting
better.
What else have you been doing with those hands?
I'm not going to tell you about that.
Anyway,
petting my dog.
I hope when I come back to the song or the band, I'll have a better feeling towards it. Like Moose Blood is like a very, like they really were my palate cleanser band. Yeah. So it sucks that I had such an emotional attachment with this band and her at the same time.
Yeah. And I mean, they're such a hard band to, not necessarily get into, but like a lot of their songs, like you're saying, it's like very somber and like kind of like depressing.
Yeah.
But then you have like songs off their first album, like Bukowski and like
Bukowski, yeah.
Pups and stuff. You're like, oh, they're upbeat, but they're also sad.
They got that I Hope You're Miserable song.
Oh, yeah.
Which for a while was like the main track.
And you're like, that's me. I'm miserable.
But anyway, yeah, that's my... It was more for Moose Blood than Talking Your Sleep, but this song was the song that like really was happening in the beginning of everything. So that's all I got to say about this guy. Roper, how about you go?
All right. My next one is by a band called Hot Mulligan. And it's I Fell in Love with Princess Peach. It's a shining of your head. It's a shining of your head. Which came out 2016. This is a fairly recent one for me on why it was ruined. I was talking to this girl for probably 4 or 5 months. And then, like, everything seemed, like, perfectly fine for perfectly good. And then she started like ghosting me, and me being a nice person was like, nah, it's fine. It's fine.
I can't do that, man.
And then I was like, finally got fed up. So I just kind of quit talking to her. I'm like, why am I putting in all this effort when it's not reciprocated? And then I see she's dating another dude. I'm like, oh, well, like, then this
what
is
a major
done.
See you next Tuesday. Dude, Roper and I, like, this was happening, like, while, I feel like it was towards the beginning of the podcast. Maybe
I
not.
Think it
maybe
started,
mid.
It started maybe January and lasted until about May.
Yeah, that still feels new to me. But yeah. Anyway, I remember, like, Roper and I had some, like, fucking deep-ass talks about this. Yeah. Or at least I like to think so.
No, we did. We did. I talked to everybody about it.
Oh, I'm not special.
I like, gave her... No, you're very special, but aww. I talked to you the most about it.
You know what was really special to me? I'm so sorry to interrupt.
What's that?
When we were driving here, we saw each other on the highway.
And I gave you the devil horns.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that looks like Roper's car. Roper! I like literally like stopped in the middle of the highway and like got in the lane over just to wave at him.
It's like the busiest highway, too.
It is. That highway sucks dick. It's always it's backed awful. Up. But anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, you're fine. But yeah. So I was talking to this girl from probably January to about May, and just a bunch of, like, nothing came out of it. We'd always, like, make plans to hang out, and then all of a sudden she would just, like, not text me at all or, like, not let me know what's going on. And so finally I just got fed up with it, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm done.
You know what you told her?
What?
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah, so I showed her this song because I'm a big Nintendo fan and a bigger Hot Mulligan fan.
A bigger? Really?
No, I take that back. I was going to say. I'm a Hot Mulligan fan than Nintendo's, like, number two to Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh. Where's the Wonder Years at on that?
Wonder Years is number three.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, so...
Wait, what's number one?
Number one?
Me?
Dance Gavin Dance.
Oh, so one, Dance Gavin Dance, two, Nintendo.
Things I like, it's Dance Gavin Dance, Nintendo, Wonder Years. But okay. People I like, you're tied for number one with a bunch of people.
Fuck those guys.
I have a bunch of best friends.
I hate those best friends.
You don't even know them.
I deserve this.
I've worked so hard. But yeah, so I showed her this song thinking it was like cute and stuff. And like I would like... sing it and stuff to myself. I'm like, oh yeah, this is perfect. And then like after all that ended, I'm like, fuck, she ruined a Hot Mulligan song for me.
That fucking see you next Tuesday.
Yeah,
so that's the last time I say that.
Do I think I will like it again? I don't know right now.
I think you will.
I think I will. Eventually.
You like the EPs way more than I do. Or was this an EP?
I think
originally
I
off an EP.
This was put out as a single, I think.
Okay.
And then eventually put on to an EP, I think.
Gotcha.
But I think I'll come back to it. I just need some time away from it. It just makes me think of the past couple months and me being dumb. So
we've all been dumb.
Young, dumb, and I'm not going to say the end of that. All right.
Come?
Yep. Young, dumb, full of you know what.
Come.
My mom listens to this, dude. I can't say that word.
Come. Okay.
Right, it's your turn.
So I got Grayscale. This hurts.
Boy.
This is another band. It's very similar to Moose Blood. Yeah. But it came out in 2019. The song is Tommy's Song.
Stood outside of your old bedroom, still in this heavy air, sun-drenched hollow fume. I would have been there to listen through. Said it's okay to lose, even angels sing. Gospels in my head.
Close this song my eyes for just makes me so sad.
Okay, so here's what I gotta say here. So I think Nella Vita is damn near a perfect record. If not, just plain perfect.
I would agree.
Grayscale is incredibly talented and really knows how to make something special with literally every release. Tommy's Song, for whatever reason, was my ex's favorite, and she would constantly talk about how great of a song it was and how it made her cry. So whenever I hear the song, I just get annoyed. I hope that's not too cruel because I love the meaning of the song, but my ex definitely ruined that track for me. I think it just sucks because we listened to Nella Vita a lot together, especially in the beginning. So it was kind of like... It's kind of almost salvageable. That sounds right.
Salvageable?
Salvageable. Words are hard.
Words.
I think, like, I really do believe that Nella Vita is going to be an album that I look back at in, like, 3 to 5 years. And, like, just, like, it's, like, re-fall in love with it for different reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, every time I listen to this record now, I get a little bit of, like, a little depressed.
Yeah.
But their newest record is, God, like, a whole damn new, it's a
palette,
savior. Yeah.
It's a palate cleanser for you.
It is.
And a lot of their song off of that record, sorry to interrupt you, but a lot of those songs off of Umbra is, like, upbeat, so mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a great, it was like they were like, this guy Hunter, we really feel bad for releasing Diamonds, so
let's make it up to
let's
him
make it up
banger record. I think I listened to that record at least fucking multiple times a day.
You know what's crazy? I kind of gave With Confidence's record, like, the shaft. I've
Is
listened
it
to it. It's honestly, like, a lot of fun. All
right, I'm going to check it out.
You got to, like, go into it with, like, the perspective of this is not meant to be a serious record, but, like, just a fun, like, time. Like, I'd love to go to a beach and listen to that record.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, do I think I'm going to like the song again? I'm not sure. I really want to. I sit here. Maybe in 5 years I'll come back to it and not feel the same way. So yeah. Clearly, like, my mindset is the same. But, yeah, you know, Grayscale is, like a band that I want to say are probably in my top 10 bands.
Hands down.
They're just fantastic. And it would, and like, I think Nella Vita is like still my favorite release. They just have like some lines in there. The one that's really been hitting me lately is I'm My Mother's Son.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that one's really got me lately.
Yeah, dude. He references his mom a lot.
He must like his mom.
Huh?
He must like his mom.
I don't know. I think there's some other things that we don't know about. That Ooh. Happened to his mother. His mother.
Mother. Don't put the baby in the oven. Have you heard that?
No.
I don't know what that's from. It's like a Darby thing.
Yeah, it sounds like Darby. Yeah. He told me to, side tangent. We're going to go sing karaoke later. And he told me, because our buddy Chris loves Bon Jovi, and every time he sings Living on a Prayer, he's just so into it. It's the best thing ever.
You got to sing Hot for Teacher.
And no, he'll get really sad.
That's what's funny.
I know. But Darby told me to duet Living on a Prayer with Chris and sing Squidward on a Chair instead of...
Whoa! Squidward on a Chair! It's so funny that I knew exactly where that was supposed to go.
Yep. He said Chris the first time that he's... Chris heard that, he like was in tears. I'm gonna surprise him.
Do it. All right, your turn, my dude.
So what song was ruined for me, you ask, Hunter?
I just did.
Shut Up and Dance with Me by A Walk to the Moon. Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said
you know what's interesting about that song? I forget what band, but the lead singer of a popular pop punk band wrote that song.
Okay, so it does tie into pop punk then, because I was a little worried when I sent you this.
Yeah, I gotta look it up.
Because it does have elements of like a really poppy pop punk song.
Oh, 100%.
And you could easily transition it to like a Pop Goes Punk cover. But it's off of Talking Is Hard, as I stumble over the word talking. It came out in 2014. So, 2014, late 2014 when this came out, when this song dropped, it had to be around early November, late October. And I was dating this girl who I had went to high school with, and she went to school and, like, she went to college, like, 2 hours away in, like, Cedar Rapids. And so, like, her and I, like, hit it off and stuff when I was in Cedar Rapids for school.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we got really close, started dating, and then, like, maybe 2 months into it, she's like, oh, hey, I'm going to go study abroad in Thailand. I'm like, okay.
What the fuck? That's so bullshit.
I'm like, do you want to, are we going to try to make this work, or, like, how's this going to work? And she's like, I don't know, we'll see. Let's see how it plays out. And then, I went to this Halloween party with her in Cedar Rapids at some frat. And I didn't know anybody there. And so I go upstairs to go use the restroom, and I come back downstairs and she's dancing with another dude.
Fuck that bitch.
I drove like 2 hours to see her. And so, like, naturally you see your girl dancing with another guy.
Dude, I'd be like, I'd leave.
You freak out.
No,
so
dude, I'd leave. I'd let her fucking get home on her own.
Well, I was staying with her.
Oh.
So I go and tell all of her friends, or I go see like one of her friends. I'm like, hey, can you believe this? Like, I drove all the way over here and she's doing this. So I'm going to go outside. Might bounce. And she came outside and she's like, just chill out, chill out, chill out. I'm like, why would you want me to chill out? Like, if I did this to you, you would feel the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
Which at that point, I don't think she would have, because I think she had it in her mind that it wasn't going to work. And so the next weekend was my birthday. She came down to visit me and we went to a movie. She made me lasagna and stuff and showed me this song. I'm like, oh, sweet. So this song's a bop. And then
it is a fun song.
And then she broke up with me the next week. Actually, it might have been like 2 days later. She's like, I'm going abroad. I don't think this is going to work out. I'm like, oh, okay. So you're not even going to try. So ever since then, I've heard this fucking song everywhere I go.
Ugh, that's the worst.
Everywhere I go. Since 2014, it's in stores, it's in bars, people play it around me, and I instantly get triggered. I'm like, God damn, the song's so good, but I want to hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have a new song choice for tonight at karaoke.
Do you think I'll like it again, Hunter? Hell
no.
Yeah, I will.
You think you will?
Yeah, dude. This song, fucking, it's so good. It's such a, like a fucking catchy song that mm-hmm. I can move past the X, even though it plays everywhere. But for a couple of years there, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, all right, first of all, never, like, have a pop song as, like, your guys' song, because you'll hear it all the time.
It wasn't, like, officially our song. I was just like, this song fucking bops.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. All right, so my next song, or should I say, I'm going to start with the band. Pierce the Veil.
Pierce it.
2012. Yeah. They released a song called Hold On Till May. So I know in the last episode, or was it two episodes ago, I said, hey, Pierce the Veil, I kind of slept on this band.
P the V.
So this band's really confusing for me because I really, yeah, P my V, baby. Pierce my Veil. So I was always kind of annoyed with this band for like a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, me
a
too.
Big part of it was the fan base. So like when I was dating the last ex, like we didn't like necessarily fight over it, but like we would disagree with how it went. I feel like I'm only starting to kind of like Pierce the Veil just to spite her for
she
like
was,
some dumb reason.
She was that age range though where Pierce the Veil was like the band, them and like Sleeping with Sirens.
Yeah, I think she, I don't know what her opinion on that is. She probably told me, I forget. But anyway.
Irrelevant now.
Yeah. So for Christmas one year, I wanted to get my ex something special that wasn't just like materialistic. So I asked her what her favorite song was and she came back with this song. I remember thinking it was a fine song. Like I still don't think it's like a bop or anything, but I knew this one was her favorite, so I had a gift made for her featuring this song, and even looking at the album artwork or like hearing it, I just feel fucking empty.
Yeah.
Not it doesn't help that the album artwork is like sad anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just fucking feel so down every time I hear something about this shit. But anyway, like I think Pierce the Veil, I found some newfound respect for. But honestly, I don't think I'm probably going to come back to this song.
No.
I'm sure I can get into their other work just fine, but this band as a whole has a mix of emotions already. So it's just hard to say. Pierce the Veil is like,
I'm so wishy-washy on them. And
yeah.
Then, like I hear something, I'm like, who is this? And then it's Pierce the Veil. I'm like, I shouldn't like this.
Yeah, so I fucking hate that I like this right now.
I don't hate them. I just, like you said, the fan base. And like,
fan base is just horrible.
I associate them so much with Sleeping with Sirens that I get triggered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Pierce the Veil is a fine band, but Sleeping with Sirens to me is just like does not click on anything.
You're a fine band, Pierce the Veil.
P the V, you're great.
Yeah, P my V, baby.
P my V.
Okay, Roper, that was a quickie. I want you to go on to your last one.
Dude, this song, I used to love this song so much,
mm-hmm.
and I just did it to myself. Did it to myself.
All right, let's hear it.
Songs by a band called Go Radio, and it's called Good Night Moon.
So good night to you, and good night moon, when you're all that I think.
sad. This is such a great band.
Such a great band. Such a cute song. It came out in 2010. It was on the Do-Overs and Second Chances record, I believe.
Okay.
I think it was a record or it was an EP. It was ruined for me by one of my exes. Me and this girl went to high school together. We dated briefly in high school, and then I broke it off with her because, like, she's 2 years younger than me, and, like, so 17-year-old me was like, I know everything.
Yeah.
And then
as a 17-year-old would.
Her and I kind of stayed friends throughout, like, after that and stuff. Like, I'd always talk to her and stuff. But then maybe it was like 2015-ish. Mm-hmm. Her and I started, like, we reconnected and we started, like, talking again. And so I showed her this song and she's like, oh, you're my music soulmate. I'm like, oh, God.
That's a line from, I just listened to that fucking, or watched that movie.
Is it Pitch Perfect?
No, it has Michael Cera in it, and it's fantastic.
Oh,
something
the
Infinite
Nick
Playlist.
And Nora's yes. Infinite Playlist?
What a great movie.
I don't know if she's seen that, but yeah. So, like, her and I were, like, talking again, and then she pulled the old disappearing act on me.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Your luck with, like, magicians is not good.
No, it was the same person as I was talking about earlier.
Oh, so that would make sense what was written on the draft.
Yeah, I should have known. I should have known by then, but I'm such a trusting, honest person that I will give everybody the benefit of the doubt, no matter how much they fuck me over, which is like
something
I'm
you got to
so
grow past in a way.
Loyal to a fault. But I mean, like I was saying earlier, now you guys, all my friends pretty much just tell me how it is. And I've started to acquire that of where, like, hey, if you're not feeling this, just fucking tell me.
No, dude, that's like all it is. It's like, hey, I want upfrontness all the way. Even if there's like a glimmer of like, oh, I don't really know anymore. Yeah. Like, I need to know that so like I can either prepare or like
I'm
try
not
to make
gonna,
it better.
I'm not going to sit around and wonder if this is going to work out or not. I need to feel it a little bit.
Absolutely.
But like there's lyrics in this song that it's like, and there you were. I saw my Juliet come racing down the stairs. And I just remember us being in high school and me like going over to her house the first time. And like her coming down the stairs, I'm like, God damn it, imagery. And so like, yeah, every time I hear that,
that's kind of beautiful though.
It is very beautiful. I'm a hopeless romantic.
You are.
And
big old Ted Mosby.
Oh, but I'm not a narcissist.
Don't do that to me.
I'm not going to make you stew about Ted Mosby, but I'm just saying after watching that show again, he is very woe is me. And like,
dude,
why doesn't this happen for me?
I had such a mental breakdown.
I was there.
I know. It was so funny. Roper like comes in. I have my monitor next to my big TV and I have a YouTube video playing. Are you a narcissist? And I'm taking a test about being a narcissist on my computer. And the Roper's like, what are you doing? And I'm like freaking out in my head. This was like right after the breakup. And I'm like, have I been narcissistic this whole time? And you're like, dude, I don't feel like you're a narcissist.
No.
And then I was just like, it calmed me down a little bit. And then I continued to take my test and it said I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh my God.
But when I think of a narcissist, I think of somebody who only cares about themselves and who only like talks about themselves and how great they are. And I've never had you go out of your way to cut me off from what I'm saying to tell me something about your life. You are proud of what you do and you're very passionate about it, but you never throw that in anybody's face.
Yeah.
Like,
I try that.
Like, for example, when Christian from Settle Your Scores, when you were talking to him on, was that Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
And you showed him your cover of Don't Trust Me. And like, you texted me first because you knew I would appreciate it, but then you sent it to our group chat. And that's not a bragging thing. Like, I would do that. Like, that's really
such a cool
exciting
moment.
That's somebody that you look up to. And yeah, it's really cool. And you deserve things like that. You don't go out of your way to be like, oh, I just wrote this song or I just recorded this song. I'm like, you're not a narcissist.
Oh, thank you. That was actually very nice and it made my whole day.
I hope so. I honestly, like, narcissism could mean multiple different things, but I don't see you in that light at all. Now, you may pick on me, but I pick on you way worse behind the scenes.
Oh, behind my back?
No, behind the scenes.
What scenes?
Do you remember whenever you send me something that I think like you're like hit me in the throat, I hit you back in the throat, and you're like, whoa, dude, I'm just joking. I'm like, sorry, I'm defensive.
We haven't had many of those, though. Roper and I are like, the nice thing about this podcast is like, yeah, we're like technically kind of coworkers, but honestly, like, we treat each other with respect
all
the way.
It's a partnership. It's not a fucking dictatorship.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to. Till
I come into power.
I'm going to be the dictator.
Mass genocide. Anyway, anything more on good old Go Radio?
Do I think I'll like this song?
I need to know. Tell me.
Not right now.
Aww.
It sucks because I really fucking love this band.
Go Radio is so good.
They were one of my favorite bands, like, in high school. Like, everybody was like jumping on the May Day Parade train. I'm like, been there, done that. Check out what Jason's doing over here. It's way better.
You think it's better?
Yeah, because I just think he's like.
I feel like I go back to May Day Parade more, but I kind of agree with you.
I think just vocally and he's just so talented. And he's not the only talented one in that band. Their drummer, Steven, super nice guy. We ran into him in Wyoming, of all places, because they were doing Warped Tour.
Oh, okay.
And we went and stopped at this boot barn so I can get some cowboy boots. And mm-hmm. My sister saw him. My sister's a big Go Radio fan, too. And she's like, Roper. Do you know who that is? That's Steven from Go Radio. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to go buy these cowboy boots
what?
Over here.
You weren't freaking out?
No, because I met him before.
Oh, okay. Oh, you already had your moment.
I already had my moment when I was her age.
Mm.
So, yeah, Go Radio is a special band to me. They're
fantastic.
They're one of my high school bands. And
every time I hear them, I think to myself, why am I not listening to Go Radio more? They're like Bowling for Soup. We should do that. Top five bands that it's kind of bands we sleep on. Top five bands that we forget how good they are. Ooh, what up?
Dang.
We just fist bumped.
Fist bumped. Okay, you can go on to your final track.
Ooh, okay. So this one is like the whole thing that inspired the topic.
This song hurts.
Dude, so it's by a band called Bearings. Came out in 2018. The song is Blue in the Dark. Take my heart and make it fit.
My heart, make it feel.
Okay, Nickelback.
No, that was my Eddie Vedder.
Is that Creed?
Pearl Jam.
Ah, boo.
Creed, Pearl Jam.
Same thing.
Creed's just Christian Pearl Jam.
So, this was a song that inspired the idea for me, as I said previously. I love this song. It's so well done. Just so makes good. You feel shit. But my ex introduced it to me and to this band, and I connected like this song to her the most.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever like had an official R song or anything like that, but this is the song that like is her song in my mind. And I was even trying to like learn this on guitar for her, and I didn't learn it fast enough.
When did you try to learn it the first time?
I kind of picked it up like earlier. Okay. And then I was like, meh. And then like towards the end, I was like starting to learn it again.
Gotta get this back.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of good taps for it.
No.
So it was hard to find. But anyway, we listened to it together, like all the time. Like it seemed like it was a song that constantly came up, and it just hits different now to the point where I hear it come in like on a mix of like a playlist or something. And I have to skip it. Especially if I'm alone. Like, if I'm with a group of friends or something, like, I think it'd be better.
Yeah, but you don't really listen to pop punk around our friends.
No, it's just you
and I
and
are
me,
the
dude.
Only ones that do.
Just you and me. But do I think I'll like this song again? I really fucking hope so.
I hope you do, too.
I'd like to be able to connect to it to somebody new when the time is right. And although it may never be that way, but, you know, time will tell.
It will.
I like that. Time will tell. I feel like that's a very great line that someone said once, and I like it a lot.
Who said that to you?
I think Aristotle did back in the 1700s.
Socrates did?
Or Socrates. Socrates. Sock those titties. Anyway.
Soccer titties.
So that's our top five.
Yeah.
This was like a nice little fun list.
Yeah.
Probably didn't get as deep as we usually would because we're in such a great mood.
Well, and two, like, I feel like I come on here, and when we have the sadder episodes, I can, like, I feel like I play the woe is me card, and I really just want to get away from that, because I don't, like, feel sad right now, and I don't want people to feel sorry for me ever, so.
Ever?
Never.
I feel sorry that you have to deal with me all the time.
Nah, you're the best.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here. I like try to combine first and folks. You heard it here, Ferks.
Ferks. Ferkins.
Anyway, are you ready to move on to our up and coming band?
Boy, am I.
Are any of you listeners in a small and up and coming band?
Up and coming.
If that's the case, we would love to hear from you. If you want to be a part of the show, we have a nifty Google form you can fill out to give us all the info we need to get your song submitted. You can find a link to the forum in our link tree on any and all of our social medias. Now, Roper!
What?
We have a funny choice of events here. This week we have my cousin's girlfriend's house.
Dude, a great band name.
Fantastic. I love it. And this, they're going to play, not here, but we're going to play their song. Let's hear it for Harold.
Oh, Harold.
But you guys want to know about my cousin's girlfriend's house, Harold. Right? Well, I'm going to tell you about them. They're formed in 2020, brand new band. My cousin's girlfriend's house is a pop punk alternative indie band based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's how you know they're good.
I know, dude.
The band consists of musicians with deep roots in the Philly and surrounding DIY scenes, including Brian Quark, cool last name, Andrew Height, and Pete Long. Oh,
Pete Long.
My cousin's girlfriend's house pulls from a range of influences from pop punk / indie groups, including the Wonder Years, Roper, that's our main demo, Modern Baseball, and the Front Bottoms, to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Revivalists.
The Revivalists.
And here's my favorite band.
And more.
And more. The band aims to hit home with catchy, energetic tunes while putting their heart and soul into what they love the most, creating meaningful music to share with the world.
I love that.
It's a good one.
I love it.
That was a great bio. The story behind the song, though, well, I'll tell you. This was the first song that they wrote for their debut EP, and they recorded it on the night that the pandemic shut down the country.
Damn.
I know. For the longest time, this was our only recorded piece of music, but when we could get back into the studio, they re-recorded the drums and re-released it on the EP with the more raw sound that they developed throughout the pandemic. Very
that
cool.
Pandemic.
Roper, I need you to like fucking tell me to like fucking hit it, but like in a really aggressive, but like fucking energetic tone.
Can I do a Beastie Boys impression for you?
Oh, here we go. Fucking do it.
Kick it!
Jeans and a flannel, tattoos hidden under the sleeves. Come home, she's smiling and she's not much to handle. She's not dependent on me. She stares out the window, why don't we just stay in? She sits on Giger Falls and listens to her favorite songs. I fell lost in the weeds and she came down and I started breathing. It's never a judgment day. Yeah.
Simmons?
Roper! How'd you think, my dude?
I love it.
How did you think?
How do I think?
How did you think?
How did I think? With my brain.
Okay.
And my brain thought, these guys are amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. This is such a happy little... This was like a nice little change of events for the episode.
Yeah.
We had some like a little bit of sadness here and there. And these guys are like...
Fuck change. That.
Change. Yeah, the fucking ending was like with the guitar part. That was so fucking good. It kind of reminded me of like the like a theme song.
For like
yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the best... off topic here, but what's the best theme song in a... I'm thinking it's either the Drake and Josh, rest in peace, or the Zoe 101 theme song. Ooh!
iCarly, hands down.
Oh.
Live life, breathe air.
You said that line for like a total of 2 weeks. Roper, we gotta talk about this band, my dude.
Dude, these guys are fucking great.
I like genuinely really have a nice... warm feeling listening
it's
to this
so
song.
It's so insane that they're only a year old.
Dude. Yeah, like, yeah, these guys are going to go somewhere. I mean, when you're part of that DIY scene in Philly, you fucking pick up some shit. And I think that you guys have a, like, I wouldn't have expected this to be a Philly band, if I'm being honest, but like, I can kind of like feel it in a way.
Yeah.
Either way, you guys are from Philly. Yeah. You guys have taken these inspirations and you guys have made them your own.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic.
A lot of people can be inspired by something and then just imitate it, but these guys just blend.
No, they made it something great. 100%. So my cousin's girlfriend's house. Please check out the song. It's fantastic. Yes. It's on all our playlists. Not all of them, but the ones that this episode. It'll be on our up and comer bands.
And it'll be on our Pop Punk Emo Supremo Picks playlist that I do.
That's a whole three playlists, you guys.
Yep.
So again, thank you very much. My cousin's girlfriend's house. I love the name. I love the band. I love the sound. Great shit. So. Roper, are you ready to move on to socials?
Yeah. If you guys would like to reach out to us at any point in your life, we are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Spotify. If you can't find us on any of those, check one, our link tree.
Mm-hmm.
They're always in our bios.
Yeah, we do our best.
That's all at PPES Podcast. You know what that is, Hunter? PPES Podcast
stands for the Pop Punk Emo Supremo Podcast.
And that's who you're listening to right now.
Yeah. I feel like we need some like radio edits in the background.
Man count.
You know what this reminded me of? It was like the radio edit and like the fucking, what song is that? Do you know what I'm talking about? You're laughing.
I'm just laughing at your face.
And, oh, like, radio edit.
Radio edit.
It's the one where it's like a... It's like the country song, but it's like by a rapper.
Is it Kid Rock?
Kid Rock, yes.
Oh, okay.
You nailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Cowboy.
Yeah. I'm a cowboy, baby.
Sun shines high in the sand down low.
Cowboy, baby. I feel like Kid Rock, that's how he actually sang it, and then the editors just really got it good.
And they're like, this guy's from Detroit. He's not a redneck.
My
name is Kid
Cudi.
Rock.
Anyway, I had a lot of fun with this episode.
We did.
This was a good time. We have a very nice long weekend ahead of us.
Yes.
So by the time you're hearing this, that'll be over. We'll be sad at work again. Yep. But we'll have a 4-day work week, so it won't be too bad.
Yeah, it won't be too bad. And then you can have the weekend.
And then after that, we got the birthday party.
We have the birthday party. Hunter is turning 26.
26, yeah.
And then Chris is turning 27, right?
Uh huh. And then the following week, the episode will land on my birthday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So
your birthday is the 22nd,
yeah.
That's on a Wednesday.
It is on a Wednesday. We isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't it crazy that how that works? But yeah, so very much thank you so much for listening to the end. Really appreciate it. Everyone who like genuinely like actually really enjoys our podcast and listens, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
We put a lot of effort into this. Like we probably spend, I don't know, 10 to 15 hours a week on this. Which doesn't sound like a ton, but like when you add... like
you do it every day and we both work 9 to 5 jobs.
Mm-hmm. 8 to 4, but who's counting?
Yeah.
Except me today.
7:30 to 4.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, 100%. Like we just appreciate everyone who listens.
Absolutely.
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Like, you know, this is a big passion for both of us.
And it's only growing too.
Oh, yeah.
Like my passion for this has grown so much in the past month. Just like...
Really?
It's really, like, especially today, it was really hard knowing that I have a 3-day weekend and then seeing one of my favorite bands follow our Spotify, or not our Spotify, but our Instagram. Yeah. And I was like, why the fuck do I even work a normal job?
Who was that band?
Carousel Kings.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, isn't that so cool? I was so excited to like send that to Roper. I was like, look at this shit.
I wanted to just scream at work. Yeah. I was so excited. I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way.
It's such a, like, I think what it comes down to is we're making an impact, you know?
Some shape or form.
Yeah, and I think, like, we're not even a year old.
No.
Think about it in, you know, 2-3 years or whatever, and we'll see where we're at then. And
yeah.
And it all starts with, you know, you guys giving us the listens, you know, being on part of our social media and, like, talking with us. And it is an incredibly rewarding experience. I will say this.
I never thought I would do this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Because I was like, that's my guy.
You're like, that's my plan. That's my guy.
I just knew it.
Dude, that's going to be a year at your birthday. That's going to be a year since you approached me with this.
Really? Was it around my birthday?
It was your birthday last year when me, you, and Doug sat around the fire together.
Oh, and then I brought it up to you then? I thought I brought it up to you at a bar.
No, it was your birthday. And then because you kept asking
about what it was called. You were like, what's it called? You were so fucked up. You're like, what's it called? I was like, it's called the Pop Punk Emo Supremo Podcast. You're like, the Pop Emo Podcast. I love it.
I do.
All right, Roper.
Like my baby.
I need you to sing me a song. And I'm going to guess what it's called.
Oh.
No. Sing me a free song, like a freestyle song, and I'm going to name it.
Dude, I'm not that smart.
Do it. Come on.
Dude, I'm not that smart. Can't think off the top of my head. King of the Hill is probably my favorite show right now.
I'm going to call this Mixed Thoughts with a Side Salad of Bobby Regret.
Bobby Hill.
Featuring Bobby Hill.
By the artist Draxel Rose.
Okay, fuck it. Let's
No, put that song that we were singing at the end.
You know I will, baby. Calm down.
Good.
Oh, don't you dare hold back. She put your eyes on me.
I said you're holding back.
She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance
with me.
With me.
With me.